The terror attacks in Paris have increased the pressure on US President Barack Obama over his increasingly untenable policy on Syria. Prior to the weekend attacks, the US was relatively ebullient about progress in the battle against Islamic State. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks says it seemed certain that a drone strike had killed the extremist known as Jihadi John or Mohammed Emwazi, and with the help of the Kurdish Peshmerga militia, the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar had been retaken.
And then came the scenes from Paris that completely changed the picture. It became increasingly apparent that this was not just going to be a massive tragedy and a massive problem for President François Hollande in Paris itself, but that this was going to be another major challenge for President Obama, a man who, as you know, has said on many occasions that he wanted to leave office being the man who had ended two wars, and now he finds himself facing calls to take much tougher action that could inexorably lead him not only not to be able to end wars, but perhaps to accelerate and augment the size of the American presence on the ground in Iraq and possibly even Syria in the months ahead.
Hours before the attack, he was saying the threat posed by Islamic State had been contained. And while he's been moving to intensify bombing of Syria, he has continued to maintain that the US is opposed to a large-scale ground operation. How tenable is all of this?
Well, it becomes increasingly less tenable to maintain as the administration continues to try and maintain that the US forces that are on the ground in Iraq and Syria are only there in a capacity where they're training, advising, and assisting. They are not, insists the White House, combat troops participating in combat on a daily basis. Now, of course, the president's critics say, well, if they're not engaged in combat, why on earth are they not engaged in combat against Islamic State, given the growing threat the organization poses? Yes, he's in a difficult position because in the early days when Islamic State was first flexing its muscles in Iraq and Syria, he publicly dismissed them. He called them a junior varsity team. So now the administration is tacking very heavily. We're seeing efforts by the White House to push for a more coordinated international response to try and defeat Islamic State. But in the months since all this started becoming a massive problem for him, of course, the Russians have intervened militarily in Syria in another direction, trying to shore up the leadership of President Bashar al-Assad. So very difficult now in geostrategic terms for President Obama to put together that broader international coalition against Islamic State that his critics would say he should have put together right from the start.
What of the various U.S. presidential candidates had to say?
In the immediate hours after Paris, they all took to social media and said that their thoughts and prayers were with the people of France. In any election campaign, any event of this nature provides candidates with an opportunity to try and show the American voting public that they've got the seriousness and the gravitas necessary. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who's running for the Republican Party's nomination, says that this is a reason for the United States to rethink its policy of resettling Syrian refugees. Essentially what he's saying by inference is that perhaps it was refugees from Syria that were behind this attack. Hillary Clinton is in a very difficult position on the Democratic side of the aisle. There was a Democratic Party debate, televised debate on Saturday here, in which Bernie Sanders, the socialist candidate from Vermont, attacked her for having supported the war in Iraq. And at times in that debate, Mrs. Clinton came across as being somewhat nervous and cautious to talk about her own national security record, because she is inexorably tied to President Obama. She was his Secretary of State, and she's got to know that if she gets the Democratic Party's nomination, the Republican onslaught against her foreign policy record is going to be unrestrained.
That's Simon Marks.